poll numbers. Let's discuss some new poll numbers that just came out. Well, first, it's kind of funny that it actually made a anytime anybody goes after Trump in any way, it makes news in politics or in the story anytime it involves Trump and politics. So a former apprentice contestants have come out and said, hey, don't vote for Donald Trump. I kid you not. I'm not BSing you. It was a story in I think Politico that these I think it was a season. There are people I never heard of. Seriously, it's the people I never heard of. But I guess they were winners on the early Apprentice. It's Kevin Allen, Tara Dowdell, Marshawn Evans Daniels, James Sun, and Kwame Jackson. It was a news conference where they said that Trump is a horrible person. I guess Randall Pinkett won season 4 of The Apprentice. Randall won season 4. And he doesn't like Donald. He said they want to denounce the campaign of Donald Trump because it is xenophobia. It's racism. It's sexism. And it creates a toxic ecosystem. Yeah. Wow. A lot of ungrateful ungrateful reality stars here. A lot of ungrateful reality stars. What's up with that? What's up with that? Huh? What's up with that? And then continued to say, Trump is not the candidate for America. Words matter. And you incite violence when you cajole, tactically and implicitly encourage the next Dylan Roth or the next Timothy McVeigh, Jackson said. So the Apprentice, the former Apprentice stars are saying, Trump's rhetoric could inspire domestic killings all over the United States. It's amazing. It's amazing to me. But hey, what can you say? What can you say? Anyways, that was today, and I guess the concept was to overshadow or at least nullify Trump's endorsement by the New York Post. Yes, the New York Post endorsed Donald Trump. It's kind of big, right? It's kind of big news. Right? New York Post. I'll give you a little taste. Donald Trump was a rookie candidate. A potential superstar of vast promise, but making rookie mistakes. The nominee Republicans need for the fall campaign is often hard to make out amid his improvisations and two harsh replies to his critics. New Yorkers vote Tuesday what to do. Here's how we see it. Should he win the nomination, we expect Trump to pivot, not just on the issues, but in his manner. The post-pivot Trump needs to be more presidential, better informed on policy, more self-disciplined, and less thin-skinned. Yet, the promise is clearly there in the rookie who is, after all, leading the field as the finals near. Trump has electrified the public, drawing millions of new voters to the polls and inspiring people who'd given up on ever again having a candidate who would fight for them. That's the work of the Donald Trump we know, a New Yorker born and bred. A plain-talking entrepreneur with outer-bro common-sense sensibilities. Trump is a doer. As a businessman, he's created jobs for thousands, and he's proven how a private sector can-do approach can rip through government red tape and get things done. These last 10 months, he's ripped through a different morass, the nation's stale, insider-driven politics. And he's done it by appealing to the public's anger at a government that's eternally gridlocked when it comes to serving the people, but always able to deliver for the connected. He slammed the system for being rigged, and he's right. He's right. Trump's language, too, has often been amateurish, divisive, and downright coarse. But what else to expect from someone who's never been a professional politician and reflects common man passions? Indeed, his political incorrectness is one of his great attractions. It proves he's not one of them. He's challenging the victim culture that has turned into a victimizing culture. The hell, these are things I say. Who wrote this? Did I write this? In the general election, we'd expect Trump to stay true to voters while reaching out to those he hasn't won yet. Trump is now an imperfect messenger carrying a vital message, but he reflects the best of New York values and offers the best hope for all Americans who rightly feel betrayed by the political class. He has potential, the skills, the know-how, the values, to live up to his campaign slogan to make America great again. For those reasons, the Post endorses Donald Trump in the GOP primary. All right. Now, yes, the New York Post is a News Corp. It's a News Corp entity. News Corp, Rupert Murdoch. I know some people say that, but I gotta say that this is kind of cool, kind of neat, kind of validates some of the things that we have said before on this program. The appeal that Trump has is in every person mentality, a feel, a vibe, a non-politician, that person that we deal with on a regular basis. We kind of open the show with that analogy. When you listen to Ted Cruz and he thanks you for such a great question, and he does that for an hour, or he's riding a riding a roller coaster, talking about how he's having fun riding the roller coaster, and then posts it on an Instagram. It's fake. It's not real. It's actually ridiculous. So there's the New York Post. Take it for what it's worth. Take the apprentice bashing, the fellow apprentices. Take that for what it's worth. Take that for what it's worth. Take it all for what it's worth. It is what it is. It is what it is. All right. So let's move on. I told you, we're going to try to get to a bunch of things that are kind of kicking around. Try to get it off our plate. Try to clear it off the schedule here. We could start next week fresh and new. Okay, so we could start next week fresh and new. I said yesterday, and we have the story up today, and that's the Corey Lewandowski situation that CNN and MSNBC and NBC and ABC remember every day for about a week they had analysts talking about it. You had Ashley Bainsfield in the morning with a legal panel discussing it. You had everybody talking about the ramifications for the Trump campaign. And yesterday, when news broke that prosecutor said there's nothing there. There's no evidence of anything there. Matter of fact, we find out that the Secret Service, because more details are coming out. We actually find out that the Secret Service had told Michelle Fields that she was in a restricted area, that she needed stay away from a certain place. When I say certain place, I'm not saying something secret. I'm saying, hey, you can't be here. You have to be over there. And she basically snuck through like a little kid. They released more video yesterday. It's like a little kid. She seen what was, after they told her you can't go here, she puts her hand in her purse, grabs her recorder, pad of paper, whatever the hell she grabbed, her pen, paper, waits until the Secret Service is back turned, and then she kind of sneaks back through. So after all of this, and charges are not filed, no one is talking about it. We did a story about how nobody would talk about it. And of course, today, no one's talking about it. It's done. It's over. The media, from all of the people that I mentioned, they did everything in their power to use that incident to try to destroy Trump's campaign manager and Trump's candidacy. Did everything they could. They did everything they could. And here we are. And nobody is apologizing. I mean, you know, nobody's just, it's done. It's over. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting. But check out our Twitter feed for that article. But I told you, nobody would talk about it today. Actually, what they're talking about is Kasich telling a female student that if she wants to avoid being raped at college parties, don't go where there's lots of alcohol. I kid you not. I kid you not. I think that's good advice, isn't it? Avoid parties with lots of alcohol. Right? That's a good one. That's what they're talking about. They're not talking about Corey Lewandowski. Not talking about Corey. Not talking about the injustice that happened to Corey. Not doing that. Over. Forget about it. They tried to destroy him. It didn't work. So they moved on. The topic is a female student asked John Kasich how to avoid sexual assault in college. And he said, well, just listen, don't go to parties with lots of booze. That's all. Don't go to parties with lots of booze. Just don't go to parties with lots of booze. Okay? Don't worry about it. Don't go to parties with lots of booze. Oh, that's classic. I think it's funny as hell. Don't go to parties with lots of booze. Ooh, that's awesome. Oh, that's awesome. Don't go to parties with lots of booze. You know, if Kasich was a serious, listen, if Kasich was actually a serious contender, like if people took his candidacy seriously, which I, you know, after Tuesday, him and Cruz should be getting out, but of course they're not. But if people were actually taking his candidacy serious, he would be getting crucified right now for telling a student that the best way to avoid sexual assault on college campuses is to avoid parties with booze. He would be getting lit up. He'd be getting lit up right now. I mean, Wow. Yeah. But it's Kasich, and nobody gives a crap about Kasich. So they'll talk about it for a minute like they're doing now, and then they'll move on. But I don't know. I thought it was kind of funny. Just how do you avoid sexual assault on college campuses? Well, here's one of the first things you got to do. Just don't go to parties where there's a lot of booze. Oh, that's all? Okay. 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 Sounds easy. Sounds easy. Wow. Okay. That sounds like a easy thing. Okay. Thank you. Avoid parties where there's lots of booze. All right. Awesome. Thank you, Mr. Kasich. And he's got daughters. How's that? He's got daughters. What do you think of that? Huh? That's what he must tell his kids. That's what he must tell his kids. Hey, don't go to parties where there's a lot of booze, okay? Don't go to parties. Don't go to parties where there's a lot of booze. Okay. Thanks, Dad. You got it. Thanks, Dad. Thank you very much. A great great advice. I'm not making this up. All right, so the new polls that came out have they're national polls. Okay? They're national polls. All right? Now, listen to me. You're talking about 42%. That's where Trump is. So you have a double-digit lead over Ted Cruz. Okay? 42% of Republican primary voters nationally would like to see Donald Trump as the Republican Party's nominee. While 29% support Ted Cruz, and 18% back Kasich. Okay. Now this is a CBS poll? The CBS poll. So that's the CBS poll. Fox News poll. All these things have been coming out, and I have the now you have an 18% spread in the Fox poll. 45-27 for GOP primary voters. And Kasich comes in with 25. So 3 weeks ago? This is a big swing in 3 weeks. Okay, this is a big swing. You're talking about a 18 point give or take swing, because 3 weeks ago Trump was at 41-38. Okay, so in a span of 3 weeks, talking about a big shift, and Trump being at 45% is a new high. Remember, you always hear everyone say he's got to reach the 50. He's got to reach the 50. He's got to reach the 50. Well, he's at 45. And you got to admit, if there was no Kasich, all of Kasich's support is not going to go to Ted Cruz. All right, let's be fair. Not all that support is going to go to Kasich or go to Cruz. You got to admit that people that support Kasich would be more apt to support Trump. But let's just play a 50-50 game. Play a 13-12 game. Give Cruz the one extra point. Give him 13. Give Trump the 12. If you did that, you have Trump well over 50%. And he makes the coveted majority that all the critics say he must have. So this is a big number. This is a pretty big number. Pretty big to have a 45-27 lead. And 3 weeks ago, it was a 41-38 lead. I mean, that's in 3 weeks. And if you think about it, that's coming off of Wisconsin. Think about it. You're coming off of Wisconsin. You're coming off of all the manufactured controversy. So you're coming off of the Corey Lewandowski. You're coming off of the Chris Matthews abortion comments. You're coming off of NATO. And it's funny because it seems like whenever you hear these controversial things, and the media goes, "Okay, we got to hit this. We got to go big on this. Here's our shot to take Trump down. Here's our shot." And it blows up, and it starts this chain events of chaos. And then when everything kind of subsides and the general public gets a chance to kind of understand the quote-unquote controversy better, it seems like all of a sudden people realize that it's all made up. It's all BS. It's an attempt by the establishment on the right, the media establishment on the left, to take somebody out that is not part of them. And here, again, sure, polls are, you know, polls are polls. And if some days or some polls people tout and go, well, I'll take a look. This is, you know, this is legit. This is real. This is what it means. This is an indication for, you know, 6 months from now. And then other polls people dismiss. Now, if you look at this Fox poll, here's something that should stand out when it comes to feelings about Trump and what can happen. So 3 weeks ago, Wisconsin, Corey Lewandowski, all the things that I mentioned, you have Cruz at 38%, Trump at 41%. You have people going, oh, it's Ted Cruz. Oh, it's Ted Cruz. Look at Trump doesn't know this. He doesn't know this. He said this. Look at this. Blah, 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 blah. Look at the big win in Wisconsin. Blah, blah, blah. And here you are 3 weeks later. And you got Trump up 4 points. You got Cruz down 11 points. You got Kasich up, what, 6, 7 points. So when people say, oh, Trump's down to Hillary by 12 points, he's done. Look at the – what, are you kidding me? These things flip on a dime. They flip on a dime. Once the people who got outraged, because remember, all of a sudden, these polls are conducted, rather it's on the landline, rather it's a cell phone, computer, however. And I mean, again, how scientific are these things anyways? How scientific are they? But you have these polls, and they are conducted after a series of events. So, you know, you take the Lewandowski and you take the abortion, you put it all together, and they do the poll the next day. And, of course, you might get a group of people that go, oh, yeah, I'm not going to vote for him, I'm not going to vote for him. And then as the days go on, like I said, people start to understand the position. That's basically what happened. They start to understand the position. In the Corey Lewandowski situation, as people watched the video, as people saw what was going on, it went from the headline of assault and battery and Trump promoting a culture of violence, and the media pushing this, and people watching going, where's the assault? Where's the violence? What is going on? So those emotions get tacked back. When the media goes, Trump's going to punish women for having abortions. Trump's going to go after women for abortions. And people are like, whoa, wait a minute. And then all of a sudden they probe the situation and they go, well, that was like a trick hypothetical. And if you support Trump and you are, or you're thinking of supporting Trump, and the concept of a nation of laws and things of that nature, he answered the question how he should have answered the question. He answered the question how anti-abortion people really feel, but they don't say it, which is, if the Supreme Court And it's the same. Listen, it's the and it's the same reason why Ted Cruz last night at his little town hall debate with Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd, it's the same reason why he didn't answer the question when somebody brought up the whole abortion debate and the Constitution protecting human life and so forth. He dodged the entire question. And when all that controversy erupted with Trump, and you saw the headlines, punish women, and you listened to the whole 3.5 minute debate with Matthews, you understood it wasn't a guy going, what do I feel about abortion? I feel it's illegal and women should go to jail. That wasn't how it was put. So again, if you're somebody that supports Trump or you're thinking about supporting Trump and that controversy spooked you and you saw headlines, punish women, this and that, and oh no, okay, yeah, who am I going to vote for? I'm going to vote for John Kasich. I'm going to vote for Ted Cruz. I'm going to vote for no one. I'm undecided. I can't. Then once you watched the full Chris Matthews interview, because remember, the only thing people saw was Chris Matthews going, so do you think women should be punished for having abortion? And Trump goes, yeah, yeah, some punishment. And people went, what? It wasn't until you watched the whole clip and Matthews goes, okay, listen. Supreme Court makes it illegal. Supreme Court says abortion is illegal because you're killing a human being. It's murder. That's the case. Should there be punishment for the woman committed murder? And Trump went, yeah, something. Yeah. If it's illegal, sure. You're insanely illogical, hypothetical question. Yes. If I'm running around telling everybody we have to have a nation of laws, and you're telling me, hey, abortion is illegal, that is now an act of murder, should a woman be punished for participating in this act of murder? Well, yeah, the logical question or the logical answer would be, yeah. Doesn't mean she goes to jail. Doesn't mean she gets put to death. Maybe it's like a parking ticket. But the illogical answer would go, oh, no, absolutely not. And once people kind of understood it, they went, oh, well, that was a really bizarre, illogical, hypothetical and that's what happened. So these polls are, you know, they are what they are. And this one has Trump way out in front, like way out, like super duper, 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 duper. Thing I know that the Cruz people won't like. Voters asked which Republican candidate had the best chance to beat Clinton. They picked Trump first at 42%, followed by Cruz at 24% and Kasich at 20%. Voters said Trump at 58% has the best odds to win, followed by 21% that say Cruz and 16% that say Kasich. So those are big. That's big. But of course, the number that John Kasich loves to tout is the fact that he does the best. He beats Hillary and Bernie. He beats them both. Bigger and more easy than Cruz or Trump. It is what it is. In order to face Hillary and or Bernie, you have to win the primary. You actually have to have people vote for you. You don't get to eliminate everyone from the field and then get to run in the general election. It just doesn't work like that.